When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to The Forum, the show where we learn more about Husker Nation one fan at a time by asking them the same four questions. I'm your host, Honky, and our guest tonight is the happiest Husker fan on social media. He's a Grand Island native who is 100% Huskers, 100% Special Olympics Nebraska, and he's looking to spread his positivity and to be a good friend to others. You can find him on Twitter at ChrisPearsonGI. Welcome to The Forum, Chris.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Well, I couldn't help but have you on. I mean, you reached out to us, and I was like, when I started, you know, I've been interacting with you on social media and Twitter anyways, but this tweet in particular really kind of struck me because it's almost like your own personal mission statement. You go, here's a picture of me. I just want you guys to know that I am doing my best every day to be a good friend out there. I'll do my best to be a kind-hearted person as well. I never, ever want to be a negative person. That's my goal every day. And I know on the forum here, we like talking to positive people. We like talking to people that are friendly and people that want to have good conversations. And I think that's part of the fun of it. What is it about you? Why is it so important to you to be that positive person and to do that in your real life and on social media too?
Well, it's important to me because I want to be a good friend to everybody because negativity has been going around sometimes, and I just want to be a good friend to other people. I just want to make sure that I enjoy their conversation. I just like to be a kind person to other people and spread positivity when everything goes wrong, and we want to live in a positive environment. I really like to make people smile a lot. So it's I like to talk to people a lot of times. I like to make conversations with people, and it's really fun to do sometimes. And I just want to make a happy life to a positive life all the time.
No, that's great. And I know, you know, we do a podcast about Husker football, and sometimes we lose a football game and people get negative. And I like the positivity. I like being able to, you know, there's always a bright side to something. There's always a way that we can put a positive spin on it. And I enjoy talking with people like you that have that kind of like mindset too. I also know that you have a lot of reasons to be happy. I mean, another one of the tweets I saw is you sitting here with Rich Eisen, which is pretty darn cool. And he goes, does anyone like this picture of me and Rich Eisen? That's awesome. How in the heck did you get to meet Rich Eisen?
Well, I took a family mini vacation with my parents back in February of this year after my NFL team won the Super Bowl. And I was wanted to do this, and I wanted to meet him because he was my favorite sportscaster, and he's always been my favorite sportscaster. I always looked up to him every time, even though I didn't know he was on SportsCenter back in the day. But mm-hmm. He's always been my favorite sportscaster, and even though he's a Michigan fan, no offense, he's really fun to be around, and he's an inspiration to me because what he does is run, Rich, run every NFL draft. I'm always inspired by what he does, and I always looked up to him. And like I said, how I met him, well, here's the story. It almost took an hour to get him, to meet him because he his studio was like almost an hour away from our hotel. So because of the traffic, and we got there before his show started. So I was like hoping there was no security. My dad was making sure that was not going to happen, you know. And like I said, I really wanted to, you know, try to meet him and just meet him. My dad went in there first and said, hey, can I come in and meet Rich? Can my son meet Rich Eisen because he's a big fan. He's like, of course. And then my dad said, come on in. And then we came on in. I fell, but I was okay. I didn't, wasn't hurting or anything. I was just so excited to meet him. You know, I was this one. It was like, this is Rich Eisen. This is a cool guy. He does his show every day on Roku channel. A lot of you see, this is a studio that I got to see. See, it was really a nice studio. And I got to meet his crew, TJ Jefferson, Mike Del Tufo, Chris Brockman. And it was a fun experience for me. So I like, he was a friendly guy and one of the nicest sportscasters I've met so far. So I'm hoping to meet more, you know.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, we like Will Compton and Busing with the Boys guys, and they've been trying to get Rich on their show every day, and they haven't been able to. Chris, you're able to pull something off that the Busing and the Boys guys haven't been able to.
Right, you, exactly.
No,
That's right.
but that's great. Well, we're gonna get a chance to talk about a lot more, and we have the four questions that we'll get to. But before we do, I just want to talk about some of the sponsors and upcoming shows that we have. Coming up here, or we have Alumni Hall number one. They have two Lincoln locations, downtown 1120 P Street, South Point Pavilions, next to Barnes and Noble. Go get yourself some great Husker gear there, Redcasters, Alumni Hall. You can also find them at alumnihall.com/Nebraska-Cornhuskers if you want to get to them online. Next up is next week's Fan Forum, Tyler Peterson. He's a Husker homer, Scotch connoisseur, and he's trying to spread some positivity as well in an angry world. That's next Tuesday, May 30th at 8 p.m. Central Time. After that, Pipeline Jerky, you can go to pipeline-jerky.com, use REDCAST, and officially get 10% off. And that is for NIL. That money goes to the pipeline, to the offensive line. Help us rebuild that offensive line. We just got a new guy, a transfer last night from Utah. So some of that money from Pipeline Jerky can go to those players with NIL. And last but not least, help the Redcast out with our Redcast store. We have the QR code there. We also have a link in our description on social media. Quality apparel, custom-made orders from Shane out there in Elwood, smack and smooch. And yeah, I've got the shirt on right now. I'm getting some new hats from him and everything. So go out there. But let's get to the form here. And what is the form? The form is the same four questions we ask every single fan out there that comes on it. Why are you a Husker fan? What is your favorite Husker fan memory? Who are your all-time favorite Huskers? And how do you think the Huskers will do next year? So, Chris, we'll start off. Question number one, why are you a Husker fan?
Well, let's begin. My mom was a big Husker fan growing up. You know, she was born before I was, long before I was. But she grew up in Nebraska. My dad didn't know about much about football before my mom did. So my mom inspired me to watch Husker football a lot during every Saturday morning, afternoon, or night. It was great. It was one of my favorite things to do, and I always love watching Husker football, even through some of the tough times like we've dealt with for the last 6 years, you know. But I've been a Husker fan my whole life. I've always been loving the Huskers my whole life. But I just love that they are supportive to each other, and they always there for each other, and they always have each other's back. Like I said, my mom was a big Husker fan growing up. She inspired me to be a Husker fan, and she always made me feel like I was part of the group, wanted me to be a Husker fan. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm excited to be a Husker fan. And I always watched Husker football from the time I was younger to probably basically every day now. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, well, I can see a photo here. This is baby Chris, and you're wearing your Husker gear right there.
Yep.
So this is something that it started very early for you. You know, when I ask this question, a lot of times I get the same answers of it's a family member, it's a friend, it's a neighbor, somebody that's the reason why. So you've said your mom, were there other people in the family too, or other friends or neighbors or that really stick out as being people that really kind of pushed you towards being a Husker fan?
Just my I'm thinking my just my mom and my just my family, I think my parents, I think I believe so.
Well, you said your mom also helped push your dad to become a Husker fan too. What was that story?
My dad did not. My dad grew up in Des Moines, Iowa. He didn't know much about football when he was younger, and he was and when they first, I think when they first got met, and I think my mom talked about Husker football, about Tom Osborne, talk about how Husker football has been really good back in the, was really good, and then they always became my dad became a Husker fan. Like the time they got married during the Wyoming game in 1994, I believe.
Oh, they got married during the Wyoming game, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, granted, I just didn't they didn't know if it was going to be a bye week or not. I don't know, but it's all right. But like I said, I think my dad, my mom pushed my dad to be a Husker fan as much as my dad is she could, but like I said, my dad was as a you and I graduated too. So when you and I comes to Lincoln, I'm looking forward to that game next year. So
Oh, Northern Iowa then? He's a Northern Iowa graduate, you and
yeah,
I?
yes, just
Oh.
like Kurt Warner, just like Kurt Warner.
Very cool. No, that's awesome. Well, we have another photo here, you and your mom. And so this is something, I mean, obviously, mom has a lot to do with you being a Husker fan. I can tell here, and I can just see the smiles on your face that it must be going to football games is something that the two of you really enjoy doing together.
Oh yeah, big time. Like I said, we always go to there's always a special needs event with the Huskers called Husker Heroes. If you're not aware, Husker Heroes has always been a part of me and my mom's life. When we did this in 2016, we didn't know much about it before then, but like I said, we always love going to that event. I mean, you get to meet the play a lot of players and a lot of people from different athletics, from Huskers athletics, which is pretty cool. And I think it's a special thing to do around the fall when they have every game every after second week of September, I believe. But I don't know when it is, but I'll have to keep you guys posted about that.
Well, yeah, and here's the photo. It says this is a picture from 2019 with me and my mom when we were getting ready for Husker Heroes. I've talked with you, Chris, before. I have a son who's on the autism spectrum, and we've gone to Husker Heroes a couple of years. So if I see you there at next year's, I want to say hi in person there. But Alex has gone down there and got to see some coaches and some players. And it really is, like you said, it's an awesome event, a really fun event that we get to do, get down there on the field. And so this is really cool. This is from 2019.
I mean, I like this photo. This is one of my favorite photos from 2019. It's pretty cool. It was like after the Northern Illinois game back in 2019, I believe, and that was pretty fun.
Hey, that was a win. That is fun. That's one of the
Yeah, that
wins we
was
get to celebrate.
like I said, when Husker Heroes are hosted after the day after the Husker Heroes not that Husker game, I'm sorry. Husker game if you every It feels good after a Husker win when you see Husker Heroes. It was really fun in 2019. It was really fun, and it was pretty hot that day. I know that for sure. It was pretty hot and humid, and I was pretty happy to do this, and I really like doing it. It's really fun, and I wanted people to make sure they enjoy it too, because I want everybody to know what Husker Heroes is all about. It's people that really want to enjoy it, with people with autism like your son,
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this looks like a great memory, and I think it's a great segue. It leads us right into the question number two, which is, what is your favorite Husker fan memory?
I have a couple, I have like I said, me and my mom, we went to a field day trip in in Lincoln with my fourth grade teacher back when I was in elementary school in Grand Island, and we went to Lincoln Memorial Stadium. We went to Memorial Stadium, and I was on the field, and we got to see a lot of Memorial Stadium, and it was pretty nice. And I was like, say, I was like, this I live my best life right now, right here, and this is pretty. It's been pretty cool. It was really fun, It was a lot of fun. And then my second favorite memory. Oh, you're gonna love this, Husker fans. 2013. Game against George Western. We had to win badly. We really played horrendous in the sec first half. And I remember when Jordan Westerkamp caught the ball, and got a touchdown to win the game. 27-24 against Northwestern. It's like, how are we gonna win this game, and how are we gonna deal with Hail Mary, because we were inconsistent a lot in 2013, if you remember.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, we had to go through some really bad some tough losses sometimes, but that was one of my favorite games as a Husker fan I can remember. But like I said, that was my favorite fan memory from 2013, and I really like that. game. That I really think that was one of my Husker games I can remember from 2013, and it was good. And then probably 2008, if you remember, against Colorado, we
Ooh.
kicked the field goal when Alex Henry hit that 57-yard field goal, and like to win it for Nebraska. And then Sue picked off the ball, and then it was acting like Walter Payton, apparently, according to Bo Pelini, if I remember right.
So, were you at these games then, or were you
No,
watching them on TV, or?
I can't remember what I was doing during the car. I went to my first Husker game back in 2015 against South Alabama during the
Okay.
Mike Riley era, I believe. And I got to see Tommy Armstrong play. That was pretty cool. And it was my first Husker game and first Husker experience, but like I said, I was never at these games. But like I said, I don't remember what I was doing in 2013 of November 2nd, I believe that game was. And then 2008, we were watching the Thanksgiving. It was like the annual Thanksgiving game against the Buffaloes. So I got to see that was one of my favorite games I can remember as well.
I went to the 2013 game against Northwestern, but my dirty secret is that I couldn't make it for the entire game. And I told my buddy I was going with, I told him I have to leave at halftime. I cannot stay. He's like,
Yes.
oh, come along here. It's a free ticket. Just come along. So I went into it knowing I was only going to make it for the first half. And I left at halftime because I had a place I had to go to.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the south end zone. If I had stuck around for the second half, Jordan Westerkamp catches that ball like literally right in front of us. We were about like, 15 rows up. It would have been amazing seats. And I kick myself every day that I left that stadium halfway through.
Yeah. I'm disappointed to go to that game either. I really wish I could have gone to that game too, but it's all good. But like I said, like I said, I those 3 are my favorite Husker memories. Like I said, going to a fourth grade trip with my fourth grade trip with my teacher, my fourth grade teacher, and then we then 2008 game against Colorado, the game winner with Alex Henry, then the 2013 game against Northwestern to win that Hail Mary catch by him. That's one thing I won't forget in my life. So.
Yeah, well, those are all great memories, and they all involve, a lot of great players too. And that leads us to question number three, being who are some of your all-time favorite Huskers?
Well, as you may know, I don't I'm not I would say, like I said, Amir Abdullah, if you remember, he was one of my favorite running backs, I think, growing up. I think he played from 2011 to 2014. He was really special, and one of my favorite, like I said, he was one of my favorite Huskers to watch. He always ran the ball hard, and he always was special, especially in 2014, even though sometimes down the stretch it wasn't too good, but he always ran hard and played hard for the Huskers. And I was not around the 90s to w remember any Husker football days, so like I said, Amir Abdullah is one of my favorite Huskers.
Well, yeah, I was looking through some of your past tweets, and you posted these are my four favorite quarterbacks of all time. And you have Scott Frost and you have Taylor Martinez. You've already mentioned Tommy Armstrong. There's Tommy. And then I can't blame you for this. He's not a Husker, but Patrick Mahomes. I mean, come on, you're a big Chiefs fan. So I get that. That makes sense.
I mean, I really like I said, Taylor Martinez was my favorite quarterback too. He was always ran the ball a lot in 2010, 11. He was a more pocket passer in 2012. But like I said, I really like Taylor Martinez. Tommy Armstrong was my favorite Husker too. He's always been my favorite Husker too, because he always knew how to win games for us and always knew how to. I know some of the turnovers were a problem in his Husker career, but I always remember Tommy as always being a hard competitor every time he took that field. And like I said, and yeah, I think Eric Crouch and Scott Frost are my favorite quarterbacks too, even though I didn't watch most of Scott Frost when I was when I was born. But I do remember Eric Crouch too. So Eric Crouch, can't forget about Eric Crouch too, buddy.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I made the mistake there. That is Eric Crouch up in the top left. That's not Frost, because I saw the number 7. So, there we go. That's
Nope.
my mistake there. But
No problem.
yeah, no,
It's
those are Those are some all great quarterbacks there. You mentioned Tommy Armstrong. You even got the photo here with him when he was after after an Omaha Beef game there.
Right, and he's been unbelievable. He played really good. I got to see him, like I said, I think was the 2 weekends ago. It's going to be coming on 2 weekends ago, so that was pretty special. And like I said, I remember him playing in Grand Island at the Heartland Defense Centers for the Nebraska Danger in 2019 when the Danger were playing their final year, you know. At this time, this was the at this time, 4 years ago, was the last home game for the Danger in their franchise. It was no longer there, but like I said, I got to watch Tommy Armstrong play for the Nebraska Danger and also the Sioux Falls Storm of the Indoor Football League couple years ago on my birthday, which was a special birthday. You know, he got to play really well, and I got to see him play against Omaha Beef, which was really awesome, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'll bring up again the Patrick Mahomes, number four there. You're a big Chiefs fan.
Right.
Earlier we talked about Rich Eisen. You went to the NFL draft. You were there in Kansas City to watch the draft. That's what Nebraska wants to get back to. We want to get back to sending our players into the pros. Tell us a little bit. What was that like? I've never been to an NFL draft before.
Well, it was pretty fun. I mean, whenever, you know, Roger Goodell took the stage, you know, all the time and took the stage, everybody booed, like, say, calm down, like, just like, patience. He's taking the stage. And then, yeah, like, so we had hard, we did a good job, tried to do our best with our viewing party, you know, viewing with me and my dad, because we didn't get the theater tickets, because those tickets are way, way expensive, you know. And then we got to see most of our, I would say, got to see a part of it close to the theater on day two. We got to see Rich Eisen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I call you the happiest fan in Husker Nation. I can tell why. I mean, you're getting to do all these really cool things. You get to go to drafts and meet Rich Eisen and stuff. There's a lot of reason to be happy there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
Well, I mean, I think we got through the first three questions, and then we get to the fun one here. We get to number four. Chris, how do you think the Huskers are going to do this year?
Well, I'm just hoping they can stay consistent. You know, it's been kind of a roller coaster for the last 6 years, and I believe in my role. I know a lot of people knew that it was hard to turn a program around on Temple and Baylor, but he could do it here. I mean, I know I believe a lot. I believe in 100% in my role. I know I think he's done a good job. You know, I know we lost Raiola to Georgia, which I wasn't not surprised about, but at the same time, I really think Landon Dalen Kalen was special. You know, I really like that dude from Bellevue West. Because Bellevue West is in the same class as Grand Island, is the same class as Grand Island Senior High, and then I think we're gonna be good. I just think it's gonna take some time. I think it's gonna be a more better experience for us. I'm hoping so. I mean, it was a roller coaster ride for the last 6 years for me, but like I said, if we can pull off some good wins, I would say 8-4 at best. I'm just thinking we can do some good things as long as we, like I said, Matt Rule says, don't fumble the football too much. You know, I was concerned about that after the spring ball. You know, I told people we can be good on defense. I think our defense can be good as long as we can tackle better and get their defense line, get sacks. I love when I was a younger boy, I always loved when defense gets sacks. I was like, yeah, get him. It was like all the time. And yeah, I was like I always like when defensive players get sacks, and I want us to get more, force more turnovers and play more aggressive and play with more passion on defense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's defense is so much of that as I am just like that today. Passion, you know, defense is so much about passion. And
right.
if you and the tackling part, so much of that started to improve last year as they would practice more tackling, and we became a better tackling team. And I hope that there's a lot of carryover into this season with that, because those are the things that can make us better immediately. If we can just be better at the fundamentals and tackle better and don't fumble the ball, like you said, I mean, turnovers are killers. And if we can just clean those things up, There's a lot of close games that can go one way or the other, and clean those things up, and we can start to get a couple wins. And 8-4 isn't anything out of line, I don't think, at all for next season.
Right. I think so too.
And that's even with your one. Now, I want to go back to kind of, so you talked about the last 6 years, and to put in perspective, the Redcast started in April of 2017. So right after the last bowl game, you and I were talking earlier, since you went to Grand Island High, I mentioned like Riker Fife, and you're like, oh yeah, he played in the last bowl game. That bowl game was 3 months before we started this show. And so we have not had a chance to watch a winning season yet. We're hoping this is the year, right?
Right.
But what are some of the first season, like maybe what's the best season or what's some of the best years you remember watching? When did you first really start watching Husker football? What season would that have been?
Guessing around 2008. I mean, mm-hmm. I always, I remember Bo Pelini's first year very well, a little bit. I remember we always, and then 2009, I remember that, I mean, I know some things were sometimes a little bit off a little bit, but I always enjoyed that. I enjoyed that, even though that controversial call against Texas, you know, I didn't agree with that call. I mean, most of us Husker fans did not agree with that call in 2009, but like I said, I started watching when I was younger, and like I said, I do remember 2000 games, you know, I started watching out when I was younger, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's been a challenge for Husker fans here the last few years, but we hope this is the season that's going to get it going here. Right. Anything else that you're looking forward to next year? Is there any players, any favorite players you have right now that are coming back that you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm hoping to see Luke Reimer play. You know, I liked what he did in 21. You know, he had a little bit of an off year back last year, I know for sure. I'm looking forward to watching Luke Reimer playing, you know, and I'm looking forward to watching Jeff Sims play. I mean, mm-hmm. I appreciate what Casey did, you know. I appreciate Casey Thompson, you know. It was hard for him to say goodbye, but I really hope nothing but the best for Casey. I got to meet him last year, and hoping that Jeff Sims would do a good job, and I'm hoping he does a good job. And I want to see more Ramir Johnson this year. We didn't see him hardly at all last year. I mean, that guy can run the ball. I want him to run as good as he can, you know, a lot of times. And I was just hoping to see a lot of things get better, you know. I want the offense line to get a lot better, you know, clean, just be better at run blocking and pass blocking. Then if we could clean those up, we could be fine. And like I said, I like what we're doing on our new scheme offense. I really think I want to see more out of, there's a lot of wide receivers. There's a lot of receivers, but I'm just hoping that our receiving core can catch more balls than just one, you know. Can't mm-hmm. rely on one all the time. Can rely on more than just one, hopefully, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself, are you a run-the-ball guy or are you a pass-the-ball guy? Or do you like it to be kind of half-half?
Half-half, basically. You know, mm-hmm. I grew up at, I mean, that's the type of offense I've been grown up to. I mean, as long as you can run the ball consistently and run the ball really well, then you can pass the football effectively. That's one thing I really like to see, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Yeah, Nebraska's had a little bit of all of that in our history. We've had the great running years with Osborne. Actually, when Osborne started, he was a passing guru of college football back in the 1970s. We threw the ball a whole lot. And then once we kind of got rid of Solich, then it became a whole hodgepodge of different things the last 20 years. Some
right.
years we throw it a lot. Some years we run it a lot. But I think Coach Rule he's got a pretty good grasp on what needs to happen to be successful here. You've got to be able to run the football when you want to, and you need to be able to get those first downs when it's fourth and one, and you need to be able to punch the ball in the end zone. We need to get touchdowns and not field goals. But Boomer's doing back end here, and I know Boomer would say you got to make field goals too, because special teams are very important, and they are.
Yes, they are.
Touchdowns.
Yep.
Well, I mean, this has been a great talk with this. I want to get over to maybe some parting shots with you. And this is a little different kind of parting shot here, because I have a couple things I want to go over with you first. One of them is I really want to talk about the great stuff that you've done with Special Olympics here. And we have a photo here with you and your mom that you guys were headed down to the Special Olympics swimming in Omaha. And then there's another photo of you with all of your medals and everything. So you obviously are doing quite well at that. Talk a little bit about Special Olympics there and what that's done for you and just the great job that you're doing with it.
Yeah. I've done Special Olympics. This will be coming my 10th year, I believe, with Special Olympics. Starting this fall, I believe, I think. So Special Olympics, I didn't know much about when I was younger with my mom. So, back when I was 13 years old, I wanted to do something athletic after the summer of 2013, I decided I wanted to do Special Olympics. You know, I wanted to do bowling, I wanted to compete, and I wanted to be, interact with people. I wanted to interact with some great athletes. And, you know, I mean, Special Olympics has been nothing but fantastic. I mean, the volunteers are great and they have been short of amazing. You know, I always enjoyed their interactions and they always help me and my friends and athletes around the world to do a good job. You know, I really appreciate what they do, and they are a great part of my life. I've always enjoyed competing every single time I've taken that place. You know, I it's one of my favorite things to do in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. I mean, again, I mentioned earlier my son Alex, and we have some experience there with Special Olympics, and he's done some basketball with it, and it's been a great program, and they've been wonderful with him. He really enjoys going out there. He looks forward to the Sunday practices and going out and playing, and I think that's awesome, and I think you're a real role model and to kids like Alex and those ages that they can look up and see someone, you know, having success like that and really enjoying it. I'm really proud of you, honestly, to watch you and see you, how you interact on Twitter, and you post the photos when you get the medals. I love seeing that. Yeah. I mentioned something else with my son here, and this is a connection here. My son's big into weather, and Travis Konecki, out there at Channel 4 in Hastings, and the bottom left, and the photo might be a little small here, but the bottom left is my son with Travis. And then on the top right, I noticed you did the same thing, that you were up there doing some of the green screens and the weather and everything. How did you get into that with Travis and what got you interested in doing those kind of things with weather?
Well, I've known Travis since 2012, you know, when I did a birthday club with at the time it was News 5 Today, you know, it used to be News 5 Today before they interact. I know Travis pretty well, but like I said, I've known him since my 12th birthday back in 2012 when I did the birthday club with these people named Chris Shucker and Amy West back in 2012. So mm-hmm. It was experience, you know. I had a good time, and I was like, it was my first time on camera. I was like, had a shy voice, but like I said, I wanted to meet some new people, and I wanted to get famous right away, because, you know, it was one of my favorite memories I can remember in my lifetime. You know, I did the birthday club and I had to get up super early that morning. You know, I've known Travis my whole life. So basically my home was my whole life, but he's been a very good friend of mine, and he's does a good job on Local 4. I used to always watch him every morning before I went to school. And also during the summer, it was great. You know, he always inspired me to do weather every time I get to see him. And Travis is a good friend of mine. I always look up to Travis, and I've always followed his adventures every time, because he's a Husker alumni too. So you can't blame him for that. But like I said, when I got to first meet him, he was a really nice guy, and he was taller than me, but it's all good. I like Travis a lot. He's a good friend. He's a good friend.
Boomer, can you post a couple of those comments again across the bottom? We had a few that came in there. Jamie Dougal says the show tonight is so amazing. This is very touching to me. That's a true credit to you, Chris. Michael Barkley there, great to see you, Chris. I mean, I think it's really neat what you've done. Yeah, Marty. Well, that's my mom. And actually, the way that you cheer when they get a sack, my mom cheers the same way. You know, she screams pretty loud there. But she said, Chris, a lot of fans weren't able to go to games, but we still can follow the Huskers and always want them to do well. It's great love. It's great that you love the Huskers so much.
Right.
It is great that you've loved the Huskers so much. And this has been a great conversation. I've really enjoyed it. As is tradition on the RedCast and on the forum, I always allow the guests to kind of have the final shot, the parting shot. So, you know, take us out of here, Chris. What are your final thoughts that you want to let all the fan formers know before we head out?
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for this upcoming season. I'm looking forward to seeing what Matt Rhule can do in August. I'm hoping that it's a really good summer practice for our boys. I'm hoping they can clean up the fundamental, get the fundamentals corrected. You know, I'm just hoping that we can win in Colorado again. You know, that'd be special. And also, I want us to be a good football team, you know, when we take that field on in August. You know, that's one of the goals I'm hoping for the rest of the season. You know, I'm hopeful and I'm very optimistic that Matt Rhule will do a good job. I'm just thankful that he's a good coach. You know, I'm glad we got in-state recruits now, and that's really, really helpful too. You know, we haven't had many in the last after Solich left, not many, very many, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, you got to build from within. We need to get the guys here for sure. And, you know, I'm really happy that we've had you on here too, Chris. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, you bet, man. If there's another Huskers team that's available, I want to continue to join in as much as I can. You know, I can help out, you know, reach out, you know, to the Husker community, you know.
Absolutely. And hey, Husker community out there, that, you know, that's Chris right there asking. So if there's anybody else, any other podcast, anyone else that likes to talk Husker football, have Chris on. This has been a blast. I've had a lot of fun with this. And that's kind of the whole point of the forum too, is I want to talk to everybody. I want to talk to old, young men, women. You're from the big towns, the small towns, wherever. I want to talk to anyone that bleeds Husker red, because that's what the fan forum is all about. And Chris, you absolutely epitomize all that. You are a great Husker fan. So thank you so much for joining us this week. And just remember, Redcasters, you too could be the next one to join us on the forum.
Herd at Sports Network production.